Welcome to the Off Topic Podcast. This is episode 216.
Give us some clap.
Woo! Hell yeah. Clap.
Another show.
Yeah, all right. I am Koba the Gorilla and I am with
H as always right here alongside him.
Till the H.
Yes, sir. I almost got, we experienced a mini tornado last night.
Are you ever worried that Triple H is going to sue you?
No, because
I think he's a more famous H.
I mean, he is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. In the podcast world, though.
Oh.
You're bigger than,
than him,
Triple H. That's kind of crazy if you think about it.
Than Paul?
Than Paul Levesque.
Yeah, because he ain't no real H.
He is no real H. I know. When I was a kid, I thought his real name was Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Me too.
I thought that's what it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Even dumber. You know how I always wonder shit? Yeah. I would wonder how the fuck would Jesus go to school with names like Undertaker or Kane. Like, I would imagine if he could be called Kane or Boogeyman or like.
Present.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? I'm pretty sure they got bullied.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, damn, I wonder what it was like having a name like Kane.
Yeah, like fucking weird ass Zeus.
Oh, fuck, dude, that's fucking funny. I used to think that certain wrestlers sang their songs when I was a kid.
I did
that
too.
That was my version of
like
that.
Like who?
I thought Triple H sang his song.
I did
before
too.
Before Motorhead, yeah.
Big Show.
Yeah. I thought Big Show was in the studio.
I was. A lot of them sound like
that's a hard ass song. Well,
it's the man. Randy Orton.
Oh yeah, you thought he sang his song? That's hilarious. Yeah. They talk to me.
They talk to me. Yeah, they talk to him too much.
They talk more this time, dude. That shit's funny. So Henry's brother, his twin, was. We were singing the
show pictures. Man.
We were singing the Randy Orton song, and then he goes, "If you're a wrestling nerd, you get this. If you're not, shut up and listen." The song goes, "I hear voices in my head. They come to me. They understand. They talk to me." And then he says, "I hear voices in my head. They talk to me. They talk to me. They talk to me." I'm like, bro, I'm like, that's way too many. They talk to me, bro. Like, fuck off. You're wrong. You know, like, don't do the bit if you can't do the fucking bit. You know.
I remember he told it to you, and he sang that song in North Park. We were walking like by the lunch area.
Yeah, dude. That's fucking yeah. That's just fucking hilarious, dude.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. Oh man, yeah. I used to think that it's funny being a wrestling fan as a kid because there's always that like period of like when you don't know what's fake and what's real, mm-hmm. and it's like kind of funny finding out.
Yeah.
Like I really thought the Undertaker was from Death Valley as well. You know.
Same. I felt for a lot of shit.
That's another basically. Thing that I thought too. Yeah. Yeah. Just wrestling.
I thought Jimmy Wing Yang was an actual cowboy.
Yeah. That's funny, dude. There was a lot of racist gimmicks in
it was Santino Morella. I thought it was Italian.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Yeah.
That's just funny.
I thought Kofi was Jamaican.
Yeah, that shit is true, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to have him do the Jamaican accent. Yeah.
Two.
That shit sucks, dude.
You did it good, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit sucks, though, when you're like, I would hate to be that wrestler where you're like, oh, okay, like, I'm fucking super crazy. I'm a badass luchador. Like, and it's like, oh, you're going to come out on a lawnmower, which is like a real thing. But it's fucking hilarious. And they still got over, you know?
They were badass. Like, they were fun.
That's so sick. Like, they were hit with like a racist gimmick, and then they still knocked it out of the park. Yeah. Like, that's fucking badass.
Did a tag team match? I'm not testing here, but top of your head, do you know if they ever had a tag team match against Paul London and Brian Kendrick?
I'm pretty sure at one point
in SmackDown, because I remember that would have been bad.
I'm pretty sure.
And if they did, I'm pretty sure it was badass.
Yeah. SmackDown was so sick because I didn't have cable back then, and it was on free TV.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
I would watch Raw on Mundos.
Yeah,
I didn't have the actual cable, like the USA channel or whatever.
Yeah,
so on Mundos it would come like on Sunday
because your parents would get like the Mexican package, huh?
I didn't have that at the moment, and later on, like at age 8 is when we got DirecTV.
Yeah,
and it was history from there.
Do you remember Adelphia?
No, I don't.
Yeah, we used to have Adelphia.
I don't remember. Yeah. We just didn't have any. We just had like some
and
regular.
Then it became, damn, and then we had Time Warner Cable a lot too. That was always like our go-to Time Warner Cable. Yeah.
We had. I think I had all of them. DirecTV, Dish.
We had those. We had those ballin' months when we had a cable, dude. Yeah. We were rich for a little bit, dude. We had a cable. Yeah, and then we had Fios for a little bit, but then Fios was like gay with like certain zip codes, like they don't do certain areas.
Yeah,
at least back in that day.
Yeah, that's why we didn't have Time Warner at least for a long time because they wouldn't cover our area.
Yeah, but yeah, I used to watch wrestling in Spanish too.
Yeah,
and it was cool.
Carlitos.
Yeah. The only thing that sucked is the commentary in Spanish. I really don't mind. Obviously, JR and King, they're the best. Like if I had the option, I'd listen to them.
Yeah.
But what did kind of suck is that they would dub over the promos too.
Yeah,
the wrestlers would talk the backstage segments.
Yeah,
that was I was like,
I know.
Yeah. Why couldn't they keep it? But it's broadcasted to people that speak Spanish, you know, so it makes sense. But
yeah,
I don't know. But yeah, a lot of news today, dog. First of all, I want to start off real quick. Rest in peace, Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall, rest in peace.
Shout out to him. Godfather, Conversation, Apocalypse Now.
Did we lose somebody else too?
Yeah, somebody else. But yeah, Robert Duvall was great. The Godfather is so sick.
Huge.
Fun fact though, I will say, because Henry and my brother always call me out that I always hate on things at first, and that's fair, you know. Look inward. That's important, right? I used to kind of like not really care for those movies. Yeah, actually, when I first saw it, I really thought it was like so underwhelming, you know, because people say shit like, oh, it's the greatest movie ever made. And I didn't get it back then.
Yeah. Did you watch it back then? Like as a kid, like a little kid?
Yeah. I mean, not a little kid. I was probably like 19.
Oh, right? Okay. Yeah. But you're like, it wasn't like your taste.
Yeah. And you know what? I also watched it in my room with Infierno and my brother in my bed. Like, they weren't on my bed, but I'm saying I was in my bed and I had a lot of people in my room. And then you actually came later that night and you saw the end of the movie, towards the end of it.
Mm.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, you did. So that's probably why. That's probably like a bullshit. You know, like, how you're big on watching movies in certain moods?
Yeah. I got to be on like a, not calm, because I got to be alert too to watch them, you know? Then I'll fucking fall asleep if I'm just calm.
Yeah.
But I got to be like more like, I'm excited for this thing to happen, you know?
Yeah.
Like
in the theaters, when was the last time you fell asleep in the theaters?
Oppenheimer.
Oh, okay. So it's been a while then.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
But I also fucked up because I just wanted to watch Oppenheimer because they were hyping up so much. So I went after work and I know we had like a walk. So I was just like fucking exhausted her and my dumbass thought it was a good idea to fucking go after work.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to make it fun and wake up, you know, but
Yeah, you thought I was going to be like, fuck, I'm off early, rarely, right?
Not really early. Yeah. It was already late, but...
Yeah, because old school listeners of Off Topic know that, Henry used to work a slave schedule, so, it was pretty terrible. That's fucked up that you fell asleep in Oppenheimer, because...
Not the whole way, but...
Yeah, but, like, you didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it. I was like, fuck, I gotta watch it again, basically.
Yeah. You owe Christopher Nolan. I haven't seen it, so I'm not...
I just went because I also wanted to support him, too, I remember.
Yeah.
I'm big on supporting people.
You are. We always tell people, go watch... We're telling everybody... We got at least 4 people to go see One Battle After Another in theaters. Not including people that I've like made watch streaming and stuff.
Yeah.
I would tell everybody, go see this movie. It's fucking great. Like, just go watch it. Go watch it. And they'd watch it, and they're like, oh, it was badass. You know?
No, you made more people. 1, 2, 3.
About that.
Like 5, yeah. Like
yeah. Yeah, like about that.
Yeah, now you're right.
But I'm big on that too. But yeah, that's fucked up. But I never saw Oppenheimer because I was so angry that Josh Peck was in it because I hate Josh Peck.
Yeah, you hate it.
I'm gonna tell you why I hate.
Why?
Can I tell you? Yeah. All right.
I'll say it.
I'm not trying to convince
you. No, I want to know. I want to know.
I'm just saying. So this is why I hate Josh Peck. For years and years, when Drake Bell was the crazy guy, and Drake Bell was like getting in trouble and DUIs or whatever the fuck, I don't know exactly what his charges are. He's like, oh, I don't talk to that guy anymore. Nah, he's not invited to my wedding. Every time he had a chance, and every time he was in an interview, every time he was on a podcast, every time he had the chance, he always buried Drake Bell, that he went crazy and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, when that fucking Nickelodeon documentary comes out, and then everybody starts to sympathize with Drake Bell, and like, damn, like, this guy, and not just him, many other people were abused. And all of a sudden, like, everybody babyfaced Drake Bell again. And then now, all of a sudden, like, oh, be on my podcast. And they reunited on, oh, be on my podcast. I'm Josh Peck. Come back on my podcast. And then everyone's like, oh, that's so great. They reunited. Like, nah, bro. Like, all of a sudden, like, when this guy's hot, you want to fucking be homies with him again? That's kind of why I hate Josh Peck.
I see.
Yeah. It's like, eh. Like.
What if he did really feel something? What if he didn't really did change? I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe it is true.
Well, you could ask him when you see him face-to-face in a party.
In a party, I'm going to be in a Josh Peck party. That sounds terrible.
Mark my words.
With fucking, yeah, that's hard.
Watch. It's going to happen. Yeah.
I'm gonna ask Josh Peck that. But he's funny, though. Like,
and then he's just going to piss on his pool.
Yeah.
What's up?
But yeah, like, he's funny. Like, Drake and Josh is funny. You know?
That's funny, yeah.
Yeah, like, he's funny as Josh, especially when he's fat.
Yeah.
Like, that first season, he's just, the way he crashes out is so funny. A lot of it is George Costanza, but that's cool, you know? Yeah. Josh fucking does that shit.
Oh, you like the character, yeah.
Yeah. When Josh says stuff like, you give me headaches. That's fucking George Costanza.
Oh, shit.
Jerry, you know? Yeah, which is cool. There's nothing wrong with tributes in sitcoms. And Seinfeld took a lot from older sitcoms, I'm sure. I don't know at the top of my head, but yeah. Do you feel like it's too late for you to get into a sitcom, or what? Like
what sitcom?
Like, would you ever watch like Friends? Like, if someone ever recommended you, like,
not Friends, because a lot of dumb people like it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is that why you judge Friends?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, yeah, you guys watching it? It's like if somebody 20 years later recommended me Euphoria, you know? Like, nah. It's like dumb people watching, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying everyone before you guys get offended.
Yeah, not everyone. Oh, they were. Oh, yeah. But yeah. I don't know. I kind of get what you mean. But even with some sitcoms that I'm sure are good, I'm kind of like that. Where, like, I always get told, like, oh, How I Met Your Mother is great. Like, oh, it's great. Like, my girl really likes that shit. And then there's, like, people in that show that I genuinely think are, like, talented. Like, Neil Patrick Harris is talented. Like, he's funny. And, like, other people, too. They always have, like, those celebrity guest appearances or whatever. And, like, it looks cool, but at this point, I'm like, am I really going to watch, like, I don't know, 10 seasons worth of a sitcom? Like, now, like, fuck, dude.
I need the COVID, you know?
Also, too, people overrate the pandemic, I think. With how boring it was. I was working normally, dude.
But we were working, that's why.
Yeah. That's why I don't get it.
But we weren't in that situation, though. That's why. Because we were actually working more than
adapting to the COVID shit. So we were in this situation, you know?
Yeah, but it wasn't a big deal. Oh, yeah, it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
It was just wear a mask or wear something covering it, you know?
I'm just saying, like, I think people are always like, man, it was so boring. Oh, like, dude, I was still working, you know?
You also weren't tied up to a tree, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like, nah, you were able to do shit.
Eddington, did you like Eddington, by the
way? I liked Eddington, we didn't talk about Eddington. Yeah. I liked it. A lot of Lowe's promotions.
Yeah. What you think about it?
I liked it. I was surprised, you know, how
you could spoil it. It's been out already.
Oh, okay. I was surprised how I felt like nobody really, or it was hard for the sheriff to get trusted, you know? I felt like everything was like against him almost. And I felt like Pedro Pascal's character was like the winner, you know, like the favorite one, good guy. Yeah. It was like weird, you know?
It definitely, and then he was like the MAGA sheriff.
Yeah. You know? And but yet he there was also like scenes where he was like helping his people too, you know, like going inside the store, like, oh,
yeah. When he paid for the guy's groceries. Yeah, yeah. That was great. I love, usually when movies do this thing where whenever they have a scene where somebody texts something, they do this thing where it pops up on the screen. And it always has some annoying bubble noise.
Yeah.
Text from Henry. LOL, that was weird tonight. Oh, sorry, like, my dad's weird. Like, trust me, I know this sounds weird, but if you think about it, watch movies when texting, like, movies that were made when smartphones were already everyday life, they always have that shit. Or scenes when they record, what's up, guys? And it's, like, always done terribly. That was done perfectly in this movie. I thought it was, like, very realistic. Like, the way people record when shit goes down. Oh,
when they're recording, yeah, too, like, taking selfies.
Exactly. Like, it's not awkward, like, LOL, selfie. Like, yeah. It's not. And a lot of movies that came out,
yeah,
like I said, post-smartphone era, they do weird shit like, yeah, that. They do. It's like, it doesn't ruin a movie, but it's pretty
an wild. Android emoji. Like
yeah, the little, yeah, weak. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like a dumb tongue, you, yeah, know? Yeah, yeah, exactly. I like that. It was great how it just kind of showed, like, both sides. It wasn't an anti-anything movie. It was showing, like, Pedro Pascal was a little bullshitter, too, you know? Like, he was just, like, playing the nice guy politician.
Partying, remember?
Partying, yeah. He's partying, but everybody else has to lock down.
And then when goes in, the sheriff, and then just fucking turns off the mic.
Katy Perry song, it's a terrible song, that fireworks song. Yeah, it's just, like, blasting. And then he slaps him. And then I literally was so shocked when he fucking gets killed, right?
I know.
And I thought, man, I said it out loud. I said, man, I hope they fucking kill his kid too. And boom, they kill his kid. And I was like, sick. This movie's awesome. What did you think of that? Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
I wasn't expecting much more after that. Like, well, what else could you do after Pedro Pascal's character is dead, you know?
Yeah.
To me, I was like, okay, well, like, where the fuck does this go now, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like they killed him too early. Not too early. At that moment, I was like, ah, they killed him too early. What the fuck is it?
What's going to happen?
Yeah, but then it paid off, basically.
Yeah. I like Emma Stone playing that crazy conspiracy MAGA wife, you know?
Yeah.
Like, loca. Like, she thinks, like... And then the mom's obviously fucked up, too. And then she's just, like, crazy, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Conspiracy crazy or whatever. Like, shit like that.
It was badass. The ending was fucking crazy.
It was crazy, yeah. What did you think of that? That shootout towards the end? Like, how the shift of the movie happened.
It was cool. I like, oh, fuck. Like, God. It was a very suspenseful, you know? And then, they ended up killing Matthew McConaughey. Like, oh, fuck.
Nah,
oh, no. They ended up, like, stabbing him, like,
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, my bad. Phoenix. Yeah, fuck. Yeah.
They do stab him in the fucking head, like, twice. Yeah. And then he gets all, like, all vegetable and shit. It's fucked up. Yeah, yeah. They're, like, wiping his ass for him.
Oh, they are, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like he wins, but at what cost, you know?
Yeah.
Eddington is great. Shout out to, I can't think of his name at the top of my head, but the director, shout out to him for making a fucking a COVID movie, like, right away. You would think it would take
10 years, 20.
A long time, yeah. Like, how many years did it take for people to start making, like,
9/11
movies, you know?
Like 10
rare,
years.
Rare, yeah. Like, I don't know.
Nicolas Cage made one. Like, it was pretty bad.
Oh,
yeah.
Did he?
He made one, but like 10 years after.
Have you seen it?
I did watch it. That's how I know it's bad.
Is it good or what?
Yeah, it's bad.
Where'd you see it?
At home.
Oh, on TV and
shit? I think I rented it or something.
Oh, you rented it or some shit? Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It's all right, almost.
Yeah. It's a catastrophe movie.
Yeah.
What's a good... I never really liked catastrophe movies. Like, I never liked Volcano. And then they did that Dante's Inferno one. There was like three different movies about
Volcanoes. Volcanoes are right.
You liked Volcano?
It was kind of scary for me at first when I watched it. Like, the very first time back then.
That's
like,
funny.
I was like, wow, this is scary. Imagine here.
I also saw it in Telefutura.
So That's why I saw it. Yeah. Like, when I was coming out.
I forget we're both bison.
Yeah. We watched the same shit.
How did I think I was with some Gavacho or something?
Oh, no, dude. I was actually watching the one History Channel.
I got it. I got to open tomorrow. Dude. Sometimes I wish, I'm talking to the off-topic army worldwide, baby. Sometimes I wish you guys knew, like, the voices we could do, because then I know you guys would pop for it, you know?
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious. But yeah, Volcano, I never saw Twister.
I never watched Twister. One Day After Tomorrow?
The day, wait.
Or A Day After Tomorrow, whatever. One day
after. Yeah. What the fuck is is the name of that wig.
One Day After Tomorrow, right?
The Day After Tomorrow.
Or The Day After Tomorrow?
I think it's The Day After Tomorrow. It doesn't
matter. That one's scary, too.
I didn't watch that, but I know that was the big one. They even made a South Park episode about it.
Yeah,
that
shit was fucking scary at first. I saw the CD, actually.
Oh, really?
In the cool like cover. It was like, you know, when you would scratch them, and they were like...
Take a picture.
Like so a 3D. It's a 3D. I'll
talk about Podcast 34 on
Instagram. I will. It's a 3D cover.
Oh, wow. That's funny. Yeah.
But that was scary to me. I was like, fuck, everything freezes?
That was a big like global warming movie.
Yeah. That was
like the first big one, yeah. I never saw 2012. I remember like kids at school were excited about it.
2012 was, it was all right. It wasn't. It's all right. It's more action. But that one didn't scare me. I was like, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. I was never scared about 2012, ever.
Nah.
Nah. I never believed any of that shit.
Nah. Yeah. Yeah, 2012 was like, it's not going to happen. But
yeah.
The movie's all right. Yeah. What about...
like, I never believed Tupac was coming back to life, you know?
That was fucking like, stupid.
Yeah. Like, I don't believe prophecies, really.
Yeah.
For the most part. Like, there are some that I think, okay, it might happen. But
like what, if you want to share?
I think like a lot of like... Not necessarily like biblical. I'm not a Jesus freak.
Yeah.
But I do believe in that apocalypse thing where it's like it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Mm.
I'm not saying necessarily end of the world shit. I'm just saying like I feel like there's those times in history where it's like, you know, decades happen in weeks, you know? That's like an old saying.
Yeah.
Where like all of a sudden, like Franz Ferdinand gets shot and World War One starts, like shit like that.
Yeah.
Where like everything was pretty much the same and then something happens, you know? So I don't know. I kind of believe that, like the whole like it gets worse before it gets better. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that. That's kind of what I mean by I believe in prophecy.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
It's a good way.
Yeah. There's like more hardcore ones that I don't necessarily believe, but I find interesting where like humanity is a cycle. This is stupid shit, by the way. I'm not telling anyone this is real science, by the way, where it's like humanity is a cycle where, you know, primates, like fucking caveman bullshit, and then technology, and then we destroy ourselves with war and nuclear warfare, and then we start all over again. I kind of could believe that.
I could see it.
Yeah. And that's how life starts. Yeah. Or continues. I don't know. That's what I mean by I believe in sort of prophecy.
There's a movie like that. There's actually a movie. Fuck, I wish I knew a name. But there's a movie where it's like already they're advanced in years, but we had to start off all over again.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies like that, I'm sure.
Yeah, but it's cool. I wish I knew a name.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
So I never saw 2012. I'm not a big catastrophe movie guy. Maybe that's
what Independence Day with Will Smith, 1994.
Do you consider alien invasions catastrophes? That's kind of fair, yeah. That's a good that point. Yeah, scary too. Wow, that's a good point.
I have it on VHS, actually, so...
Fuck, I never saw Independence Day. I know that's like a great movie.
Badass movie.
That's like dope. It's like prime Will Smith.
Yeah.
He's just the biggest star in the world at that time. Yeah. Yeah, Independence Day. I never saw that. I gotta watch that though. Is that a Steven Spielberg movie?
I believe it is. Yeah.
I don't know a lot of Spielberg. I gotta watch more of his.
You're mean to Saving Private Ryan.
I'm not mean to Oh, that's him?
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. I'm mean to Steven Spielberg too. Why do you always say I'm mean to everyone?
Because you're mean to a lot of people.
That's crazy.
So I feel like you're mean
Someone told me the other day, you hit everybody. I'm like, bro, I don't fucking hit everyone. I love a lot of people too, bro. Yeah. But I don't know, dude. Steven Spielberg, yeah, that's pretty sick. But I've never seen Independence Day. But so I guess Aliens, have you seen King Kong, the 2004 one?
Yes, that one's good. That one's good. Is that where Jack Black comes out? No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That one's good.
That's a dope movie. Okay. For sure. Not really a catastrophe movie, but it's a monster movie. They destroy shit, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that shitty Godzilla one in the 2000s?
I believe I did because Pig wanted it in VHS.
Yeah. Oh, Pig chose it?
Yeah. He would choose that.
Yeah. He would.
And that's the reason I think I did watch it.
Do you think Pig fucked you early on with discovering great movies while you were a kid? With his choices?
Nah, because we were pretty limited. We wouldn't go shopping for movies too much.
Okay.
Yeah, it was more like...
So you kind of get it, him wanting to get, like, something popping, you know?
I think that's just him, you know, being, like, different.
Yeah. Okay,
that's like, cool, monster man. Shit.
Yeah. I remember watching that. Fun fact, actually. Shout out to my boy. I actually watched that Godzilla movie at Jose Leyva's house. I don't know what grade we were in. I don't want to make shit up. But, yeah, we watched it. Low-key, like, not an official CD, if you get what I mean. Wink, wink. But, yeah, shout out to Jose Leyva. Watch that shit at his house, yeah.
It's funny.
I remember thinking it was pretty cool, but yeah, it's not like a good movie. You know?
Yeah.
I do like. Did you watch Kong Skull Island? Oh yeah, we watched that together, huh? The Vietnam era one. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, that one's a pretty cool one. Yeah, but you know what else I did watch, baby? I watched Chivas versus America.
Whoa.
Dare I say one of the biggest clasicos in all of soccer?
Yeah.
Fair?
Yeah, it's easy.
That was a fun game. I actually watched all of that game because I said it in the last episode. I'm going to start watching more sports. Mexican soccer okay. and more sports in general. And I sat down and I watched every second of it. And it was a fun game. Think
of it, yeah.
It was great. Well, obviously, Hormiga's my guy. He makes soccer like fun for me to watch. It's always guaranteed that even if he doesn't score, because he can't score all the time, he's going to be trying to score. Like, right away, he almost scored in, like, the first 7 minutes of the game. It was, crazy. Shit. Fuck, like, he was so close. Shit like that, you know? He makes it really exciting. America has, like, a really scary offense. They are. Like, every time they were on their, like, their side, I was like, oh, fuck. Like, damn. Like, it's pretty scary, you know? Yeah. They have like some really tough players. I wish I knew their names. I'll learn their names, I promise.
America?
But yeah. They have like a lot of aggressive like fucking players and
Brian Rodriguez, El Chiquito Sanchez, Jonathan Los Santos, Brian Rodriguez.
And that referee was actually like on both sides, no nonsense. I think he carded like fucking 3 players in total.
Cesar, I think it was Cesar Arturo Ramos.
But he was being like pretty like
he's actually one of the best referees in the world.
My brother was saying that he was stopping the action a lot.
He does.
Which I know that's like a legitimate complaint. I looked it up and people were saying that. But also like that's what extra time is for, you know?
Yeah, now they give a lot of extra time.
Yeah, they got 6 minutes. I thought it was fair because they did stop it a lot.
Yeah. So yeah, they kind of do it now where they give 6, 10 minutes, whatever. It kind of like now they put into what's it called? Now they make sure that you get your time back basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like back then where it was only like 2-3 minutes. Like now it's like guaranteed.
Or you're a man you and you get 10 no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But nowadays, yeah a lot of people get that's 10, an old joke. 8, 7.
Yeah.
But that ref is actually pretty good. He refs a lot like around the world too. World Cups. In Saudi Arabia too, actually.
Yeah.
So he's legit as fuck.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He was like no nonsense.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think, at least with MMA, right? This is what I hate in MMA. Like, for example, fucking low blows. Like you can't kick a guy in the nuts, you know? It happens in fighting, sometimes on accident, but it's against the rules. I don't like it when, like, there's a fight going on, and then a fighter kicks another fighter in the nuts, and it changes the whole shift of the fight, and all the referee does is, if you do it again, I'm going to deduct the point. Like, he already did it. It's against the rules, you know? Like,
you think that happens because
mano, that's a red card.
But is that because there's favoritism, too? And because it happens in soccer, actually, too. Or they'll let loose, like, you know, like, it's barely the first minute or it's first time you do it, you know? They kind of go light on sometimes, yeah.
Like, do you do it, like is there something recently that's happened like that?
Oh, but for example, you want to do a great example. It's Messi gets a lot of, like, kickback. No, really, I'm not.
Yeah, no, I'm listening.
He gets a lot of kickback from refs. Like, he threw hands in the World Cup and in La Liga, and they wouldn't do nothing to him. Mm.
Okay, so I guess it's not as straightforward.
And he's an example, but there's a lot of cases where it's like, oh yeah, well, I mean, we won't do nothing, barely a yellow card, you know?
I see.
So it happens in soccer
it
too.
It happens in soccer too. Okay, yeah. But in MMA, it pisses me off because it's like it's fighting, like it's like
every it's fucking a combat sport. Yeah, every fucking hit matters. Counts, you know, matters. Yeah.
Or like eye pokes, like. Like, honestly, Justin Gaethje's my guy, for sure. But he fucking poked Paddy Pimblett like 3 fucking times.
Really?
He did, bro. Even Carlos was saying, fuck this guy. I don't know why he's like, you're a guy. The whole time my brother was talking shit. Because he was eye-poking him a lot. And
nothing happened.
Yeah, nothing happened. The referee just kept saying, you do it again, I'm going to deduct the point. Like, bro, like, he keeps doing it. Like, that shit's fucking ridiculous. I hate that so much in MMA. I don't know. It happens for sure. And then it just fucks the whole fight because they keep doing it or they did it enough to where it changes the whole shift of the fight. And I'm personally not a fan of that. I think rules should be rules in general. And I'm also a fan of, this is what I will say about football that I think is pretty cool. I like the whole system of them challenging like calls. I think that's pretty cool. I don't know if that's always been a thing, but I definitely am a big fan of that concept. Like, you think that's a bullshit call? Let's challenge it. I think that's super fucking fair. Especially when it's a big game, you know? But I don't know. That's what I think. I think that should be around in more sports, basically, is what I'm saying. But I don't know. Anyway, if you are attending a sports show, guys, use our code OffTopicPodcast at SeatGeek and save $20. And we'll get a little kickback, pay some bills, and we'll stay wealthy like that. Henry wants to get his nails done. Use our code. Henry wants to get fluffed up. Henry wants to go to the nicest massage parlor in his neighborhood. Use that fucking coupon. He's nodding his head.
It's a green spa.
Yeah. he's kidding. Yeah, dude, that's just fucking funny. Yeah, I don't know. What do you think about that? Did you hear what I was saying?
I heard a little bit about need something more in every sport.
I like that the NFL, you could challenge plays with referees.
Oh, you could do that now in soccer a little more with the VAR.
Yeah. I haven't seen it much. I have seen it.
It's not as intense like the NFL or like NBA, mm-hmm. which I think it's pretty cool.
I think it's fair.
It's fair.
Yeah.
So we're getting better at it with soccer, but I guess we're not used to it, which I guess it's fair, but yeah.
Also, too, you know why I like watching these games and this league is because it makes the 90 minutes go by pretty fucking fast. Yeah. Like, for the most part, every team is exciting. Even when I don't care, like, which team wins, like, there's usually, like, goals being scored, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Good goals, too. Not, like, I'm not being a dick, but, like, when you watch women's soccer, like, the goalkeepers are so small. And then the score will be like 7-12. And it's like, damn, like,
you were you with me when we were at work and we just saw like a fucking team like catch up 4-4?
Dude, they had like one break, you know? Yeah. Like a 15-minute break. They scored like 3 goals or some shit. So, like, if they're like good goals, you know? It's like impressive because they're all like really good players. And so I'm having a blast watching that shit. So, yeah, nice. Chivas wins 1-0 with a goal from Hormiga. And that other guy, too, that they call Piojo and Chivas, he's fucking badass.
Yeah. Piojo Alvarado. Yeah, he's fucking sick. I like him a lot, too, because he's like, you know, he's like skinny, but he knows how to like keep control of the ball, you know?
He's kind of like a small, like aggressive guy, you know?
But he's really good technically. Like, he could even shoot from far, too. Yeah. I like him.
Are there ever those players where they're like small and then they're like, oh, that guy might be easy to like punk physically? Because people forget soccer is a very physical sport.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it. Let me go off real quick. I hate this thing where, oh, they don't even get touched and they flee. Yeah, it's a flop. It's strategic. A free kick can change anything. A yellow card can change anything. A goal, a fucking penalty can fucking change anything. Like, that's why they're flopping, you fucking moron. They're not flopping because it hurts. And yeah, it pisses me off when a fucking team I hate does it, but also when your team does it and they get away with it, sick, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a fair game. So I hate it when people say that. I don't know. Were you always like a physical, like when you would play soccer? I know you were like never.
Oh, played, very physical. Yeah. Yeah, I was known to be like very physical, but also I got away with everything.
Oh, you never got carded and shit like
that? I only got like one yellow card, but it was like legit. And then the referee like came to talk to me. Oh, you know, it was very hard. Like, we had a good relationship.
Oh, nice.
I never had like an argument.
Corruption.
Yeah.
He was your homie.
I never, bro. Nah, even like when I elbow like a player in the eye by accident. Wow. I don't know how I did. I don't know, but I hit him in the like right in the eye. Yeah. And yeah, I didn't get hit from the other team because usually they'll go up. No, because usually the other team will like go at you and try to fight you. But I was that player that would play dirty, but also like fair play. Like, but it was like fit like very rough where my side tackle would like throw him down, you know?
Yeah.
But it was very like peaceful. Like I would help him pick. I would like pick him up. Like
is that a small? I'm not. You're not a small guy. You're not 5'6". But is that like a small guy thing or?
Well, I'm small for soccer, to be honest.
Are you small for soccer?
I'm 5'8", but I played right back, so that's kind of like the average height.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I could have played defender because they're like 6 feet.
Oh, defenders are 6 feet.
They're supposed to. I mean, it's a main thing. I mean,
it's kind of crazy when you think about like a 6 foot athlete.
Yeah,
it's impressive already, but they like run so much, you know.
Yeah, well, they didn't have to do much running.
I know either. They're not all 6 feet. I'm not like fucking stupid.
Yeah,
I'm
saying,
like it's kind of impressive.
Oh, know? Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But yeah, but my point is, it's a very physical sport, you know.
No, it is. It is. Yeah.
And and it was just fun seeing it. Like everybody, he plays real hard, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he plays real hard. And I respect that shit.
Nah, yeah, they have a good that coach is good too.
Yeah. Oh, the
Chivas coach? Playing in Barca. I remember he was still in FIFA 07. Like, you could choose him as a player.
It's still scary though. There's so many good teams. Like, people are going too far. Like I get a lot of shit on my feed, and it's like, oh, like, they're gonna win it. Like, oh, they should just send this to the national team. It's like, all right, like, well, they haven't won it yet, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's still a lot of scary fucking teams, you know?
Well, to be honest, he'll go to a World Cup. We're talking about a player, though.
I think so, too, honestly. Like, yeah. Fuck it. He's young. Who cares? Who else do you got?
Not only that, but there's always, like, one player that they sent to the World Cup. Like, Andres Guardado got sent to the World Cup at 17.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, he was fucking badass already.
Yeah.
But they already knew, like, he was a diamond, like, ready to just go to Europe. And then Chicharito in 2010, he was so young. Yeah. And then, boom, Manchester United. So, Jormia's going to be the next case.
Fun fact, I do like having that memory. I saw that game.
The versus France?
No, the Chivas and United one.
When they switched. Really? Yeah. It was like on a Saturday.
Yeah. I watched that shit, yeah.
I remember watching that game.
Alex Ferguson gave a lot of respect.
He did. It was stadiums, too.
I wonder if he meant it. But
yeah, he did. He did. Because Mexican soccer, people know there's legends.
You think those coaches are like soccer? Like, you know how like when you hear an actor like who fucking loves movies? Like I don't know. Like Cillian Murphy, Tom Cruise, and they love movies. Like, you think soccer coaches are like that, where they love soccer and they're soccer nerds, or it's just like a job to them?
Nah, yeah.
Or are they historians? They're historians.
I don't know about historians. I don't know if they know too much about like the outside leagues, but definitely they know their shit.
And
they watch a lot of games. I can tell you that. Oh, really? I don't know if like guys, for instance, could tell you like the squad of Cruz Azul or
I'm sure. Yeah,
but I'm pretty sure all those successful the top managers in the whole world, they're aware that Mexico has talent and they have a great league.
That's badass.
Yeah, like nobody could say bad things about the Mexico, you know?
Yeah.
Even though the national team probably isn't where it's supposed to be yet, but they
know. Somebody was talking shit, huh? You sent it to me this morning. They're not going to win a single game.
Oh, Tuca Ferretti.
Yeah. Carlos said he was tripping and they are going to win.
Yeah, he's tripping. He's tripping, but he takes it to the extreme.
Yeah.
But I see his frustration too, where it's like, nah, it's like there's no like, fucking like strong men like in the 90s, you know, like where they had like every player was a captain, you know.
You think so?
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Wow. What do you mean by that? Like, elaborate.
So in the 1998, 1994, like every fucking soccer player or for the Mexican national team was actually a leader, you know, in the field. Mm-hmm. Ricardo Peláez, Jorge Campos, Cuauhtémoc Blanco, Saga. They were all important in their teams. Mm-hmm. And then in the national team, they had like a lot of lift.
Like any of those guys and any other team in the world, they're the captains of those teams.
Yeah,
and
they're all in one team. Or they say something in their own teams, like everybody listens to them, you know? That's what they had.
Yeah.
They were all stars in their own teams.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And nowadays, like, they're all divas, you know?
That's a heavy lineup, actually.
Yeah. But those, they made it far and they played well, too.
Do you kind of slowly, as you get older, buy into that whole, the new guys are pussies?
No, I don't. And I know I never will because I don't believe in that. Like, to me, putting the younger generations down, to me, that's you don't have confidence in yourself.
A lot of players do that.
A lot of players do, which I think it says, like, I feel like you're either scared that they overpass your level or you want to remain the number one, you know?
I understand it more from fans. Excuse me, guys. I understand it more from fans than the people that actually played. I always hear this. You weren't there. You can't judge, right? Like, oh, who are you to say this movie sucks? Make your own movie. Like, nah, bro. Like, I'm the consumer. Like, I'm paying a ticket to see this shit. I'll tell you if it fucking sucks, you know? That's how I see it. Whereas when you're a pro, like, you were already a pro. Like, why are you hating? Yeah. I think it's more embarrassing, like, when people, like, I don't know, like I like Shaq. I think Shaq is, like, a cool person. But, like, he always puts that, you got to earn. This he hasn't heard my respect yet. Like, bro, you've been retired for so long. I don't be talking shit about foos playing right now.
The game gets better, too.
Yeah, like don't be a fucking hater that, you know? Like, you're fucking Shaq, bro. You're immortalized. You're literally, my mom knows who Shaquille O'Neal is. Your mom knows who Shaquille O'Neal is. He's fucking Shaq, bro. Like, you don't need to be a fucking hater, you know? I kind of really hate that. It happens more in basketball, I notice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. Basketball players are fucking dicks about other basketball players. Because I loved Inside NBA. I never watched fucking basketball until this last season. But I loved Inside NBA. I watched it with my brother, and you could ask him. I watched it all the time with him. they're fucking haters, bro. Not all of them. Like, some of them are pretty chill, but they're for the most part, they're always like, man, these players are soft. They couldn't cut it. Like, in my locker room, they'd be fucking kicked out, you know, like shit like that. I'm like, damn, you know?
Yeah.
So I kind of get what you mean, that you don't like it when you put down.
Not only that, yeah, but like, to their defense, at least what we were talking about, like, the 90s teams did have like that spirit of like, we could come back against Germany or Ireland, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't go fuck who it was, like, and they did, you know?
Yeah.
So to me, they just showed another level of like confidence or some leadership compared to nowadays that we talk about this team coming up. It's like, none of them really give you that attention, like, oh, that's a fucking captain, you know? Like, they don't feel that power, I feel. Or you don't feel that as a consumer or a fan.
And to be fair, I guess, on the other side of that coin, sometimes, going back to basketball, players are fucking pussies when they get criticized.
Like, yeah, a lot of them are.
Like, they're analysts, bro. Like, if you suck this game, they're going to say you suck this game.
Yeah.
And take it up the ass. Like there's a segment that was called, it's called Shacting a Fool, like acting a fool. And it was like bloopers, like, oh, this player fell or this player fucked this up. And it's like, you're Shaq and a fool, you know? Like, it was like, it was a joke. And like, a lot of players says sentían, like, when they and they wouldn't want to be on anymore. They wouldn't want to talk to Shaq anymore. It's like, bro, like, stop being a little bitch, you know? So I kind of get that too, where like, that softing gets brought into account. It's big in wrestling, dude. A lot of these fucking wrestlers are kind of pussies, bro. Like, I hate to say it, because I'm not a fucking wrestler, but it I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Like, a couple weeks ago, Liv Morgan, no, it was some match. This wrestler, Roxanne Perez, she's a heel. She's tag team partners with Liv Morgan, who's a heel. They're bad guys for people that don't watch wrestling. And they're outside of the ring. And a fan in the front row is like, he's like, hey, Roxanne, get your ass up. Stop flopping. Like, you know, like, talking shit to a heel. Not even cussing, like, stop flopping, Roxanne. And then, like, bro, Twitter. Oh, my God. Wrestling Twitter. Because I'm like, Twitter is, like, obviously, like, your feed shit that you watch, right? So, like, I get wrestling shit. All these fans, pussy-ass fans. Oh, my God. That was so uncalled for. He's the reason women in wrestling aren't safe. Like, what the fuck, dude? She's a heel. Like, she's a bad guy. She's getting talked shit to. Like, and not only that, at the end of the show, Liv Morgan brings her to that fan and makes that fan apologize to her. And the pussy apologizes. Like, oh, sorry, the show, blah, blah, blah. Like, bro, you're a fucking heel, bro. You think Triple H gave a fuck if somebody fucking said, fuck you, Triple H? Dude, people would throw shit at Shawn. They would throw batteries at Shawn Michaels and call him a fucking faggot. Like, that's fucking heat. I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying attack people.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm just saying, like, that was soft. That's an example of how wrestlers are soft.
Oh shit.
Yeah. You've never heard about that? Yeah. It's a thing, dude. And then like when old school guys like Jim Cornette, I listen to Jim Cornette, shout out to him. Shout out to Louisville, Kentucky. We actually do have listeners in Louisville.
Nice.
Big Louisville. Imagine shout out him. To them. Imagine it is him. Yeah. Shout out to him. That'd be really cool. But yeah, like, he'll say something like, oh, this wrestler's fat.
The refrigerator.
Yeah, like, sometimes he is a little mean.
But like, he's also Nia older,
Jax.
Too.
Yeah, so Google Nia Jax. There's a wrestler named Nia Jax, and she's Samoan, so she's like a, you know, she's been used as, like, a big star here and there, you know, when they need, like, a big heel woman, stuff like that. And then he calls her, like, the refrigerator because she's fucking big, you know?
The refrigerator.
Like, she's big. Now, granted, she is tall also, but she's big, and he calls her the refrigerator. Yeah. He was like, she's the size... Dude, one day he was like... And I'm not even making this up. He says, she's the size of a small two-bedroom condo. Like, bro, she's not the size of a small two-bedroom
condo. That's funny, too.
Like, you're exaggerating, bro. So, I get why like a wrestler would be like, man, fuck this person, you know? But they are, like, that moment was really soft, dude. I thought that was really lame. And I thought it was lame that the fan apologized. I thought it was, like, embarrassing. Like, dude, you're getting booed, bro. Like, people used to threaten Jim Cornette and, like, try to stab him and shit, you know? Like, back in the day. Like, real wrestling, like, the territory days. whatever, we won't get into that. But yeah, I thought that was soft. And a lot of wrestlers too, like, there was this wrestler, this last example, she doesn't get released, but her contract expires. And yeah. Oh no, she gets released.
Okay.
She gets released, and her name was Cora Jade. She was in NXT for a long time, but she always stayed. She was actually tag team partners with Roxanne Perez, the chick that I had just mentioned. And Roxanne's actually really good. She's a really good wrestler. And she's going to be great. And they came up together, and then, like, Shawn Michaels, Marty Jannetty, you know? Like, one okay. goes up, and then yeah. one stays kind of, you know? And she stayed in NXT, and then Roxanne was already in the main event. Like, NXT is, like, the developmental for the younger wrestlers. They're not on the big shows yet, so they're in developmental. And she kind of stayed. So she got released, right? And then she's, like, tweeting or telling people, like, oh, at a job where I was body shamed multiple times and bullied by coaches. And, like, people were, like... And I remember thinking, like, body shame. Like, I bet you they told her arms were too small, you know, like, to be a wrestler. And then, boom, she comes on our Ariel Helwani. Ariel Helwani, he's good. And then she comes on Ariel Helwani. She's like, oh, yeah, like, a coach told me that my arms are too small, that I need to lift more weights. Like, that's not fucking body shaming, bro. Like, to me, you're an athlete, you know? Like, I don't know.
Prove it.
Like, I don't know. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, any great coach in soccer will tell your player, hey, bro, you're getting fucking fat. Like, you know? Yeah, and she's not fat. Obviously, she's in great shape.
Yeah, but...
It's like, yeah, like, that's another example of how wrestlers are, like, soft damn. Nowadays. Like, they say shit like that. Like, bro, like, what the fuck? And men do it. Men wrestlers do it. Even though he's my boy, like, Kevin Owens does that shit. Like, he gets all butthurt when
you ask shirt, him, right?
He wears a shirt. Yeah. Yeah. That's the reason he hates Jim Cornette to this day. Like, shit like that, you know? Where it's like, dude, you're a man, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck.
I mean, also, I mean, you should take the advice.
Yeah, it's a profession.
But know? I think it's also him feeling it more important than the company sometimes.
But yeah, I don't know. But in other sports news, guys, there's what was that thing that our cuss sent us about?
Oh, so an important academy in North America here in the United States have been caught receiving funds from Mexican drug cartels. And this was actually, yeah, discovered this week. So apparently, as a lot of people know, they do soccer, football, basketball here in the U.S., mainly California. But IMG Academy agreed to pay over $1.7 million to the U.S. Treasury Department Office of Foreign Assets Control. You know, there was an investigation found that the academy accepted tuitions and other payments from parents listed on the sanctions list for ties to Mexican drug cartels. This investigation started in 2019, called Operation Varsity Blues. That was one of the scandals where they accused also of changing answers on exams for clients, basically to get them in. Mm. But other ways of...
Yeah, like making them pass the credentials. So
correct, in, yeah. Yes. So now, I mean, now the IMG Academy is facing this.
Making it unfair for other people that are paying for those applications.
Correct.
And not, yeah.
That exactly. And then receiving the funds, which could also lead them to closing down the schools.
Fraud. Yeah. Oh, wow. Damn, yeah. Because
that's a lot.
People are going to jail for this, huh?
Somebody's going to jail.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, yeah, it was a laundering money scam almost, you know?
That's crazy.
It was a way for the drug cartels to launder the money. And they know these schools are expensive, so that's what's making it a big deal. Like, how many of these stars are involved or athletes who have made a priority?
It's kind of crazy that, I don't know, when I feel like sometimes like we live in a bubble, you know, because we live we live where we live, where we forget how much of an influence like drug cartels have
yeah.
around the world. And then I'm not trying to make this political. We won't even talk about anything like that. But like, you know, people are always like, oh, like crime and. Oh, like, nah, we don't want to be involved with those people or we don't want that touching our schools. Like, people say that, you know? Yeah, and it's like, well, that's a school, you know?
Nah, you're right.
Like, that's kind of crazy, you know? I'm not making this, not even talking about nothing, but I'm just saying, like, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, slowly going down right now for that at the moment.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, they could close down.
That's crazy.
That'll make athletes lose opportunities to, like, scholarships or even future just professional.
Remember that thing that came out, I don't know what year, bro, where it came out that all those celebrities' kids were bribing, the celebrities were bribing all those great schools to let their kids in. Do you remember when that happened? It was like a whole, like, people were naming names. Like, it was like celebrities, like, like they were taking bribes to the school. Well, not bribes. Like they were just, oh, hey, like get my kid in and get him graduated, and I'll donate a whole building for you, you know, like shit like that. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't surprise me though. You know, rich people get away with everything, and I'm not even really, I don't really resent the idea of like you're a parent and you let your kid get ahead, you know, but it is kind of funny, you know, when people have egg on their face like that.
Yeah, that's embarrassing, crazy. So who knows what happens here after that?
Yeah. Imagine all those like blue collar crime people. Or white collar, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Which one's the office white one? White or blue?
White.
Yeah. All those white collar like people that get caught committing crimes, to them, like the humiliation is like the real punishment. Like,
yeah.
Like some of them like commit suicide to like not get fucking have made like to not have people take pictures of them with handcuffs and shit like that. You know? Like it's like such a big, that's one of the biggest fears is public humiliation. Fun fact.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and like you're the office guy, you're the clean cut guy, and then you get caught fucking laundering millions and millions of dollars. You know? Like Ted DiBiase Jr., you know?
Oh yeah. Well, what happened to him?
He's on house arrest. He didn't go to jail, but like that's embarrassing. Like you're the Christian guy, you know, and then like you're coming out of the court, you're guilty, and you're like, oh, hey, what are you saying? And all he says is, oh, Jesus loves you, like bro, like damn, like. That must be crazy for you to be someone like that, where even when the world knows that you're bullshitting, you still continue to bullshit. That's fucking crazy. And that's a little psycho behavior.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah. That's what I mean by that. Sometimes people are like, oh, you know, like, damn, how are you saying that, you know? So, yeah, those crimes, like, we'll see how those people fold, you know, when they get questioned and they're in rooms with cops and all this shit.
I'll probably lead to more people.
Yeah, like, who's gonna be like, well, it was this motherfucker, you know, that was in charge of it, and then, like, nah, it wasn't my, you know? People roll over like that, because those people are fucking scared of jail, bro. Like, there are people that, they don't give a fuck. They'll go to jail. They've been to jail. They'll go back. They know people already. They don't care, you know? And there's people like that.
Fuck.
These people aren't like that. They're not fucking hard, you know? These people aren't gonna join a fucking gang in a California jail, you know? That's crazy. And I know they don't get thrown in the same jails all the time. I'm just giving you an example. Yeah.
Nah, yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. But yeah, that was some crazy ass shit, dude. I don't
know. That was breaking news this week.
Yeah. Anything you have planned, bro, besides our that Vegas trip we're trying to plan?
Besides the Vegas trip. Nah, I was thinking about maybe watching LASU versus Inter Miami this week with Messi, but who knows?
Yeah.
We'll see if the weather calls for it. I ain't trying to send it in the Coliseum also. Fucking freezing my ass.
Yeah, you hate the cold, huh?
I could deal with it, but I'm not gonna suffer for it because I wanted to, you know.
You're rocking. You look fresh with that flannel, big dog.
Thank you, sir.
I think you underestimate your winter drip, and that's why you hate the cold.
Nah, I mean,
because you have a lot of like badass jackets, and you always forget them.
I know, I do.
I would hate that shit whenever we were like drink at night.
That was the worst.
And then, shivering. It was annoying because like. I'm not comfortable because you're just like shivering, like smoking. And I'm like, dude, like, why'd you bring it? And I'd be like, you want me to go get a coat? Nah, I'm good. And I'm like, bro, like.
I could hold the pain.
You could hold the pain, huh?
Yeah.
Do you ever regret never pushing yourself? Like, do you ever regret, like, not trying some hardcore military test? You know how, like.
I think I could still do it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Respectfully, I could still do it.
Because I know you have, like, a lot of respect for your endurance.
Yeah.
I'm not, yeah.
Like, but I think I can still do it. Like,
yeah.
I'm still down to try something, you know?
Yeah. That's badass, bro. Oh, yeah. I'm not. I don't really think I'm pretty pain tolerant, but I'm not discomfort tolerant.
Oh, I see.
But I'm proud to say I'm fucking pain tolerant.
Yeah.
I'm not a pussy. You know me. I don't even like wear gloves ever. Like, I don't do any of that shit. Like, I'm down. Like,
yeah.
Like, we'll do it, you know? I'm not a pussy.
Fuck yeah.
But. If it's like some shit where, oh, there's no air conditioning, I'm like, ah, fuck. Well, then I'm not going to do this. But then not too much because I also like unload traders in the summer.
Yeah, you could do it for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's a big guy thing.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think so.
You don't think so? Well, it was a great evening with the Off-Topic Army.
It was.
Today, anything else you want to get off your chest?
Not today. We'll save it for next time.
We good. It was a good hour, pretty much.
Damn.
So, yeah.
That felt just, like 30 minutes. Some
quick things. Thank you for listening to the Off Topic Podcast. We really do enjoy bringing you content. And we also enjoy that you listen to that content.
Definitely.
Because if no one was listening, then why would it matter? So thank you guys. Appreciate it. Some of you guys listen to it on the way to work. Some of you guys listen to it working out. I don't know how you could do that.
I know.
But sick.
Or at work.
At work, when you should be working. Get back to work, motherfuckers. But also listen to us, you know?
Yeah, that's more important.
Yeah, but we are grateful, huh, H?
We are.
Hell yeah. We are out Monday, 5 a.m., new episodes. Always there, because we got you guys. And I know you guys are always there, too. Follow us at Off Topic Podcast 34 on Instagram. Give us some love. Give us some love. Comment, replay.
Repost.
Repost, yes, because I think we are shadow banned.
You think?
Yeah. Dude, I'll show you later. I'm not going to say stats out loud, but yeah.
All right.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. We're getting screwed. Somebody's out there is screwing, but it's okay. We'll unscrew.
Okay.
Like screwdrivers. Hell yeah. Anyway, guys, we are the Off Topic Army. Send them home, H. All
right, guys. This was another great episode of the Off Topic Podcast. Remember, Mondays at 5 a.m., you are able to listen to us on all platforms. And this was episode 216. My name is H, and I am here with
Cole the Gorilla.
We are out.